You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped, devastating to the FBI, and to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump.
The Russians offered help, which we know they did. The campaign accepted help, which we know they did.
It never happened.
Can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now, so...
Pure fiction.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy.
It's fiction. We made it up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, listen, it's not going to be easy. It never is. There will be people throwing tomatoes when we're running. You know, and I don't mean that literally. I'm not trying to give anybody an idea.
Why are you throwing tomatoes at yourself, huh?
It's a guaranteed way to be saved by how.
You're just saying sounds. There's sounds.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to call us. We're going to talk about, we'll keep talking about the FBI and the DOJ and the corruption. And we're also going to talk about Rachel Rollins today. We have new information about what brought, this happened like a week ago, this latest thing with Tom Cotton and the Justice Department and the Inspector General. And nobody picked up on this? I guess they were too busy doing stories on Chuck Dolan. Oh, that's right. They're not doing stories on But I'm going to look on the bright side. The Boston Herald, my newspaper, got the picture that brought her down, ultimately. I think that's the picture that brought her down. I tweeted it out earlier. She was going to violation of the Hatch Act. I mean, I didn't even know they enforced the Hatch Act. I thought that was one of those things like, you know, getting the immigrants to have to get a sponsor so they wouldn't become public charges. I thought that was, or the Sullivan Act in New York, that, you know, if you're convicted felon with a gun, you could be put away forever. I didn't think they were enforcing that anymore. Or the Bartley Fox gun law in Massachusetts, for that matter. 1 year if you're caught. When was the last time somebody went away? I can't remember. 844-500-4242. But first I want to start out with Gropey Baker. People on the North Shore are speculating what country club he was coming from in Salem. Most people are thinking that, you know, this is a guy who hang out at the pole with the Myopia Hunt Club, probably, and, you know, probably had a yacht somewhere. So he probably wasn't playing the municipal course. I don't even know what the municipal course is named in Salem. But in my neck of the woods, it's the Leo J. Martin Golf Course in Newton. That would be the local municipal course. But so anyway.
The Old Salem Greens is the public golf course.
Is that spelled O-L-D-E?
It certainly
oh,
is.
Oh, of course.
And you'll never guess who's riding a golf club.
Who's what?
A witch riding a golf club.
Oh, okay. Oh, riding a golf club. Okay. I get it. But anyway, the state police report includes at the very bottom, we got some video from someone who was following the car, some dash cam video from someone who was following the car. It's a young woman. We redacted the name and the number, and because we can't really use the video on the radio, so we didn't bother with getting it. But Channel 10 in Boston did, the NBC affiliate. And so this is just, they describe a little bit of it with the reporter here. Let's play one cut.
You can see the driver of a Volkswagen Jetta. The car swerves into oncoming traffic and then hits the side of a curb in Peabody Saturday night.
Taking a left on Pulaski Street, almost struck a vehicle. Yeah, Glenn, police say they got several calls about A.J. Baker's erratic drunk driving over the weekend. One of them took video and shared it exclusively with us. The person does not want to be identified, but is amazed no one was hurt.
I'm telling you, Trooper Sherlock Holmes gave him really the benefit of the doubt. I'll bet he was wasted. Wasted days and wasted nights with Gropey Baker. 844-500-4242. We'll take a couple of calls, and then we'll go to the, then we'll talk about Rachel Rollins here and the latest, the new developments apparently that brought her down. And it's kind of weird what they're talking about in the office. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey Howie. I wanted to ask you, do you really think even shaking up the FBI or, you know, breaking it down and giving a new name is really going to matter? I think what would happen is it would just get restaffed by the same the same people.
Well, I mean, look at the state police, Patrick, in Massachusetts. I don't know where you're from, but they did away with the MDC police. They was just totally corrupt. They were stealing. It was a third force in organized crime. You know, there was the mafia, the Winter Hill Gang, and the MDC police, and you know, they broke them up and they let the so-called honest ones go into the Massachusetts state police. And guess what happened, Patrick? Now the Massachusetts State Police is as corrupt as the old MDC police. You're probably right.
I mean, it seems to me without some sort of change in the civil rights laws where, you know, there's real...
You mean civil service. You mean civil service. You know, with civil service.
No, I mean civil rights where there's a, you know, if they violate the Brady Act or the Brady rulings that they're, you know, that these prosecutors can go to jail for hiding evidence, like they did to Ted Stevens.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, they did to Ted. No, I don't think anyone was disbarred for that. And no one, and this guy Kleinsmith was not disbarred. The FBI lawyer who, you know, destroyed or tried to destroy Carter Page's life. And again, that's one of the most amazing things. To repeat it from earlier today, the FBI tried to recruit Carter Page after he was working for the CIA as a confidential human source, CHS, against the Russians. And he turned them down flat. And then they went after him. I mean, how outrageous is that, Patrick? I mean, it's so petty, too. You know, if you'd think if somebody was working as an informant for one law enforcement agency and was making cases for him, they'd be happy.
You'd think that other agency would protect them too. I mean,
you know, that's a good point.
I don't think we can have it where, you know, I don't think we can have it where they have these progress crimes or their process crimes, where there's no underlying crime,
yeah.
So that they just question you until you forget something, and then they
right
all of a sudden
like Roger Stone. That's what they did with Roger Stone. Hi, would you like to have to answer under oath? You know, if you sent an email to somebody a year and a half ago, it'd be impossible.
Talk to the fan belt inspectors. They're not your friends.
Thanks for the call, Patrick. 844-500-4242. Ronnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Is it good? Howie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good, good. With regards to these investigations, it seems like we're the only ones that are paying attention to what's going on, and they know that. And they're very condescending when they talk about it.
Boy, are they ever!
Like they say, no, yeah. So I think that in the meantime, they're still very bothered by the things like "Let's Go, Brandon," stuff like that. Like, those kids were in school and they're gonna,
right. Well, remember the kid in Middleborough? We had him on the air a couple of weeks ago. He was wearing a Let's Go Brandon. What was it?
The shirt said there are only two genders.
Yeah, there are only two genders. That's what he said. We sent him the Let's Go Brandon T-shirt afterwards. But yeah, and they made him his parents pick it up. I mean, but that's what offends him. Not the fact that they, I mean, forget framing anybody is wrong, but framing the president of the United States, and they, you know, it's not like the investigation petered out. They knew from day one it was BS. That's in the report. Biden, Obama, Comey, they were all briefed by John Brennan, who voted for a Communist Party candidate for president in 1976, that Hillary Clinton was planning to do this. And they still went ahead and they sought these warrants in a secret court where there is no opposing counsel, where you don't have any Sixth Amendment rights to confront your accuser. Ex parte, one party. 844-500-4242. Six, Bruce from the Mets say, I'm sure I would totally kick Gropey's ass on the old course. Well, hell, you're a former professional athlete, for goodness sake. I would hope so. And then you worked at golf courses. You better be Bruce from the Mets. But how could you do if you were having a chug-a-lug contest against him, Bruce from the Mets? I think I'd put my money on Gropey right about now. 844, thanks for the call there, Ronnie. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Howie Carr Show.
Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here.
With inflation, food, and heating costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should the FBI be disbanded?
Yes.
91% say yes.
It's hovering between 90 and 92%. That's outside the margin of error. 844-500-4242. So I guess the report from the Inspector General of the Justice Department, Horowitz, was coming out tomorrow. So Rachel Rollins pulled the old line, you can't fire me, I quit. I'm in a country music mood this week, so I'm thinking of another old country song I just told the VIPs. Walk out backwards, so I'll think you're walking in. So she won't be back. 844-500-4242. So apparently there's more to this. And again, this letter was dated May 8th. So today is what, the 16th or something? It's just a little over a week ago, Monday a week ago. Senator Tom Cotton, he was the one who really went after her during the Senate confirmation hearings. And so the whistleblowers, he would be the natural one the whistleblowers would go to. Senator Tom Cotton sent a letter dated May 8th detailing the complaints about Rollins to the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz. You've seen him before. He wrote a report that was kind of like a light version of what Durham wrote. Quote, specifically my office has received allegations that Ms. Rollins has in recent days begun removing significant numbers of documents from the U.S. Attorney's Office and has continued removing those documents even after being instructed to stop by the Department of Justice leadership in Washington, D.C. A person familiar with the probe who was not authorized to discuss it on the record confirmed to Politico that leaders at the main Justice Department, this in D.C., have been told that Rollins removed documents from her office. And again, this is he was the one who's called on her. He's tried to stop her from being confirmed. It was a 50-50 vote, And to get it out of committee, I guess, and also to get it to the floor for the confirmation, Kamala Harris had to come down and, you know, break the tie in her role as the presiding justice of the U.S. President, I guess they call her, of the U.S. Senate. And her attorney is Michael Bromwich. He issued the statement today saying she's gone. He took aim at Cotton in a statement to Politico. Again, this is from last week. Quote, it's striking that Senator Cotton has the time to cultivate confidential informants inside a U.S. attorney's office who are seeking to undermine the leadership of that office. Looks like they succeeded in undermining the leadership. Quote, it continues, his time would be better spent learning about the realities of running a law enforcement agency and fighting crime in our major cities. So, you know, so in other words, they're angry at the whistleblower and the politician that the whistleblowers went to get some kind of action, but she's gone. And this is she was backed in when she came up. She was the DA, as you know, of Suffolk County, and she'd had some problems in Suffolk County with red lights and, you know, road rage incidents in some pre-Christmas shopping malls. But she was backed to the hilt, as you might expect, by the fake Indian and Mr. Frosty, Ed Markey. They both lobbied aggressively for Rollins. They called Rollins in a joint statement, this not today, but when she was nominated, a national leader on transforming the criminal justice system and shifting away from an approach based on punishment and penalization. I'm not familiar with that word, penalization. To one that combats the root causes of injustice, whether it be poverty, substance use, or racial disparity. On Tuesday, on her way to a Senate briefing on Iran, the fake Indian declined to comment on Rollins' resignation. I heard she's on the warpath about it. 844-500-4242. The Office of Inspector General Michael Horowitz recently provided Rollins with a voluminous report detailing its findings and offered her an opportunity to provide a written response. I guess her written response was, I resign. In an email Friday, that's the last Friday, Rollins' attorney acknowledged she had received the draft of the report but said he couldn't disclose any details. Rollins acknowledged she was the subject of a federal ethics investigation. All of your questions will be answered when this is over, she said in December, so I'm just not going to touch on it. I've never been a person that has been quiet with response to whatever the outcome is. You will hear from me when they are done. Well, you know, Rollins came under scrutiny when she attended a July 14th event at an Andover home where Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, spoke at a fundraiser hosted by the DNC, the Democrat National Committee. She arrived in a government-issued car driven by a government employee, according to prior media reports. That would be the Boston Herald. Rollins defended herself on Twitter the day after the event in response to a Boston Herald article that questioned the ethics of her attendance. Rollins tweeted, I had approval to meet Dr. Biden and left early to speak at two community events. Do you think that's true? Would she be resigning if she really had approval from the higher-ups? I rather doubt it. Or maybe there's something to this documents. I mean, I don't know. I can get documents pretty... What kind of documents is she removing? Public documents, the U.S. Attorney's Office is as good as offices I've ever dealt with. I get stuff like that. That's where I get all my stuff about Joe Pesci and Fats Caruso. I'm Howie Carr. Let's face it, prices are up, bank accounts are down. We are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently based solely on the brand name, so a good duplicate or dupe is crucial, like Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's mission is to prove you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound. In fact, you can get a pair of Raycons and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of these other big-name tech brands out there. You also get essential smart tech listening features like noise isolation, water resistance, and 3 customizable sound profiles. In this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect, so Raycon offers buy now, pay later options, free domestic shipping, and an easy and free return guarantee. It's no wonder they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Right now, get an additional 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yo, Pesci Show. Yo, Pesci Radio.
All I know is the U.S. Attorney's Office, I mean, their morale may have been low and there may have been whistleblowers, and I've heard that she was a disaster from people who used to work there anyway. But they really upped their game when it came to video. You know, they got all that Yo Pesci stuff, all that Fats Caruso stuff. They've had all... I appreciate that stuff. You know, it's a new era, baby. You know, it's not just enough to get those transcripts. We need video and social media. And
I'm true to this. You new to this.
If you haven't checked out all that video, you got to check it out on Yo Pesci. Yo Pesci is funnier than his boss, Fats Caruso.
If I ain't got a gun, then I'm hawking him out.
Is that Rachel Rollins' legacy? Maybe not to the world of justice, but the world of entertainment.
I'm just so happy that God got my back.
God didn't have her back, though, yo. 844-500-4242, 781. Two things about Gropey Baker. One, he had to be playing Kernwood Country Club in Salem. He's way too privileged to play Salem Municipal with us common folk. And two, I really find it hard to believe that that was him, DUI. All King Charlie could afford to buy him was a VW Jetta, even with that new NCAA job. Yeah, you know, that is kind of weird, isn't it? He's driving. His father's making $3.5 million a year. They got more money than God to start out with, and that's what he's driving. He's living in South Boston, you know. Again, that's a new hipster place. That's where Emma lives, I never wanted to live with a place where you couldn't get a parking space.
Maybe that's why he's the Jetta. It's a small car.
844-500. I remember Steve Lynch, the congressman from South Boston, saying, people see me driving around, people see me riding a bike at night, and they say, what the hell's wrong with him? He's riding a bike at night. And he said, I tell him, I can't get a parking space. He's a congressman and he can't get a parking space. He can't get the fire hydrant removed like the secretary. Or I guess he's now the ambassador, the climate envoy up on Beacon Hill. 844-500-4242. Silence, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Silence.
Hi, Howie. I'm just wondering, wasn't there a former president who wound up having the National Archives have the DOJ swoop in on his property in Mar-a-Lago because of the removal of documents? When is that going to happen to Rollins?
Well, I guess my response would be, I thought that was a pretty bogus raid on the former president of the United States, and I don't know what documents she would be removing that she couldn't just take out on her own, you know. And again, if it's like emails or some kind of damning documents about her, you know, I'm gonna go to that fundraiser for Jill Biden, no matter whether she wants me to or not. I mean, she can't erase that stuff. She doesn't have Hillary Clinton kind of immunity with you can just erase 33,000 emails from your file. She's a member of protected classes, but not as many as Hillary Clinton. I don't know. I'm going to be interested in the, I guess, you know, I think that the report is probably not, that's going to come out tomorrow, is not going to deal with these documents being removed, because apparently Senator Cotton only wrote the letter earlier this month. I mean, you know how those inspector generals work. You know, they'll come. You know, they get a tip this month. You know, look for a report in 2027. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I keep getting discouraged. I really think we're being lulled to sleep by Democrat Party incrementalism. And there aren't any agencies that have any teeth to prosecute any of these people in our national government, either NSA, the CIA, or the FBI. Nobody has any teeth. It's like we're being ruled by this fourth branch of government, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, I mean, if we still control the executive branch, that means we would control the Justice Department. I mean, again, granted that Trump made some bad picks in the Justice Department, you know, Sessions, Ray, Barr, etc. But, you know, theoretically anyway, you know, and Trump has said publicly that he's learned. I know he's running for office, but he said he's learned his lesson. And actually, he's talked about, you know, what he's going to do if he gets back in, and he's going to make it up to everybody who was damaged. And here he's talking about, you know, firing Comey. I'm going to play these are some cuts again with the cuts we haven't played yet from Dan Bongino this afternoon. Cut three.
The Durham report that came out yesterday is that they never possessed, quote, any actual evidence of collusion, and that Obama, Biden, Lynch, and Comey, who you thankfully fired, they knew in July of 2016 this whole thing was you being framed by Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, this was a coup, and if I didn't fire Comey, probably you wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it. This great administration that did so much wouldn't have made it. Because Comey, this was a whole coup. They were ready to go in. You know, it's interesting. When I fired Comey, it was like throwing a rock at a hornet's nest. They went crazy in the FBI. That's when we found that out that the insurance policy. Remember with Strzok and Page, the insurance policy. What do you do? Remember that line? What do you do? He's going to win. He's going. No, he'll never win. It's 100 million to 1, right? That was my guess. He said. He said, but if he does, we have an insurance policy.
Yeah, but again, here's the thing. He fired Comey, and I love you got to remember how he fired Comey. Comey's out in L.A. delivering an address to his agents out in L.A. And somebody pulls him aside, you know, like George Bush gets the message on 9/11 and says, "You've been fired." And he flies back on his plane. You know, they love the plane. The plane, boss. The plane. All these hacks, they have their own plane, like they're a captain of.
It's the only way to fly.
Titan of industry, and he flies back to his last trip on the plane. It's like being, it must be like being on death row, you know, as the minutes are ticking by, and I mean that was beautiful. That's the good side. The bad side is the next day they swear in McCabe, just as bad. Just as bad. And again, and then McCabe commits three felonies on the day he's sworn in, lying to federal investigators who are looking at other stuff. Pitiful. Pitiful. So he's talking about the run-up to when they began the Russian collusion hoax. Cut one.
They thought they were going to lose, and we were indeed framed, and it really pertained more because they missed the dates, and amazingly, the report wasn't picked up until just after the election. If you remember, I think it was BuzzFeed, which is now essentially out of business, I understand, which is a very good thing for the country with bad news. But this was done sometime after the campaign. It actually affected, if you look at it and really study it, it really affected 2020 much more because we went through years of nonsense with Russia, Russia, Russia. I didn't even know what they were talking about. People would come up to me, "Sir, do you know anything about Russia?" And after a while, I'd say, "What's going on with Russia?" It was a frame-up. And these are bad people. This is Schiff and Clinton and all. These are bad people, but it was much more than them.
Sure was. That's why the FBI's got to go, in my opinion. So he's talking about how they were planning to use it in 2016. This was the original insurance policy was for the campaign, not for the administration. Cut two.
You take a look at what they did, and this really affected 2020 more than it affected 2016.
That's right.
It was meant for 2016, but they couldn't get it off. You know, they had this fake dossier written by Steele, and who was offered millions in order to try and get it confirmed, and he couldn't get it confirmed. He couldn't get anybody to confirm it because it was all fake. It was like you write a fiction book. But this really affected the 2020. Another thing in the 2020 election, which was totally rigged, by the way, how they didn't want to talk about that, Dan. They didn't want to talk or rig. But all you have to do is take a look at the 51 intelligence agency. That's rigging it.
Yeah, remember that they offered, after they knew it was fake, the FBI offered the author of the dossier, Christopher Steele, the British spy, I call him the sinister foreign national, they offered him $1 million if he could stand up anything in the Steele dossier. $1 million. 35 pages, and he couldn't stand up a single thing. And his source, his main source, other than Chuck Dolan, the guy from UMass, was Igor Danchenko. He was the illegal alien from Russia who had a drunk driving like Dolan. Birds of a feather flying together. I wonder if Gropey drinks with those two guys. So they say, you know, we got a problem with this guy Danchenko. He made up all this crap. What if somebody finds him? Not a reporter, because no reporter is going to be looking for him, obviously, because they're all in the satchel. What if would the Republicans find this guy and debrief him, and they find out that this is all a total hoax? And they said, wait, we know what to do. We'll put him on the payroll as a confidential human resource. And so that way, if the reporters or anybody finds out about him, we'll just say it's sources and methods. And they kept him on the payroll until the 2020 election, just to keep him shut up. And again, he's just a worthless illegal alien drunk from the former Soviet Union. He doesn't give a bleep. He's on welfare, basically, like those people like those Haitians in the hotel down in Taunton, only he's getting a lot better money. 844, and he's drinking at a higher quality bar, I would say, probably, than those Haitians. They're probably just getting takeouts, nips. 844, you can't say nips anymore, excuse me, small bottles. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to take some calls on this and other topics. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on, please. For me, if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
So I was telling you about Danchenko. You know, he's the guy who was getting all the money from the FBI to keep his mouth shut. Apparently, he was involved in an espionage investigation with Russian spies. So there was Russian collusion, but it was with the Clinton campaign.
I'm shocked.
There's Durham. It is extremely concerning that the FBI failed to deal with the prior unresolved counter-espionage case on Danchenko. He was also an illegal alien in the country. The FBI team's failure to properly consider and address the espionage case prior to opening Danchenko as a confidential human source is difficult to explain. It's not very difficult to explain, and Durham knows it's not difficult to explain. They had to shut him up. They were paying him off to keep his mouth shut. The FBI continued to employ Danchenko as a confidential informant for more than 3 years, paying him a total of $220,000. and later opposed efforts to end Danchenko's employment, which was ultimately terminated in October 2020. Guess it was too late to get a story into print or onto the website, so they let him go. Moreover, the DOJ learned that the FBI proposed making continued future payments to Danchenko totaling more than $300,000 while this office was actively investigating this matter, which would have been in addition to the $220,000 he had already received. So they'd already paid him $220,000 to keep his mouth shut, and they were going to pay him another $300,000 to keep his mouth shut about making up all the stuff on Trump. But the FBI is great. They're a great organization. They've made a lot of reforms now. Now they won't allow them to pay anyone more than $250,000 to try to frame a Republican president of the United States. And you only get to pay them $100,000 to frame a Republican member of Congress. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, Peter Navarro said last night that the Durham probe proved that the 35,000 people who worked for the FBI, Barack Obama and Joe Biden, were involved with seditious behavior, interfering with the presidential election of Donald Trump and a free and fair election. They were directly involved. Remember when Joe Biden said, what do you need an AR-15 for? What are you going to do against F-15s? They seem awfully concerned about people owning a firearm while they let killers live amongst us. They got AR-15s. What are they so concerned about citizens owning firearms to protect themselves? This is so corrupt, Howie. Citizens have, it's just so corrupt.
I agree. It's unbelievable. And again, nobody seems concerned about it, you know, out on the street. I mean, you know, we're concerned about it, and, you know, maybe 40% of the American people know how bad it is. But the other people, I'm telling you, if you went out and you interviewed people and say, did Trump collude with Russia? And, you know, you would just pick people at random. You don't even have to look for doing the kind of man in the street interviews I used to look for, pick and choose. They're going to say, a certain percentage are going to say, yeah, of course he colluded with Russia. I saw it on my Facebook. Someone posted a story from the Washington Post. You know, they got a Pulitzer Prize for their deeply reported story about the Russian collusion. Yeah. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Howie.
Hi. Go ahead.
I'm thinking about things that there's such bias right now with their legal system, and nobody ever seems to be held accountable. I'm thinking that the RNC should consider maybe organizing a very large peaceful demonstration right in front of the main headquarters of the Justice Department and the FBI. So it's something that the media can't ignore it, and it's just the word will get out that people are getting totally frustrated by this.
I don't know, Bill. It's just, I mean, demonstrations don't really, you know who they would send out? They'd send out the Patriot Front or whatever they call that group of FBI agents. Would they all come out as Patriot Front? That's another question I have. Do they keep their weekend uniforms, you know, the jeans, the pressed jeans and the shirt and the mask? Do they keep that at the FBI office, or do they have to go home? Or is there like a staging area, like the back of a theater, where they all get dressed up before they go out? All right. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.